You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Well, I'm back at the RNIB Talking Books Garden at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I've just bumped into a familiar voice for RNIB Connect Radio. It's Lynn Livingston, who is the Collections Development Officer for RNIB's Reading Services. Lynn, you've been standing welcoming people to the garden, and just give me a little bit of a flavour of what people have said about the garden so far.
Well, everybody is absolutely blown away by it. The imagination that has gone into this garden is incredible because we have so many different aspects of reading actually involved in the garden. We have shingled walls that look like books. We have library ladders. We have bricks that look like the spines of books. We have grasses that whisper like the turning of pages, and covering on the ground that sounds like librarians going shh.
And I suppose in this year where we are celebrating 90 years of RNIB Talking Books, which is quite an achievement for the service, and to think that the service goes back 90 years as well.
Well, it is incredible to think that we started out with these big, heavy shellac gramophone records, and now that people can get them on download and Alexa, as well as on disc and USB. Technology is a wonderful thing, and we now have over 54,000 books in the library. I add books every single week. We get 400 a month go in the library, and they are the newest bestsellers. So if somebody is looking for a book, there is a good chance that we've probably got it now.
Exactly, and it's so good. I mean, it's a free service as well, so that's even better. And anything about the garden that's really sort of impressed you? Because as you say, there's loads of structures here, different plantings and stuff, but is there one thing that sort of sticks in your mind?
Well, for me, I don't know anything about flowers at all. So the only thing that strikes me is how incredibly beautiful it is. And the contrast, so you have the dark flowers against the light ones. So for people with low vision, you know, you have that contrast that can really help them visualise what is actually around them.
And I suppose, Lynn, what would you like people to come away with after coming to visit the RNIB Talking Books Garden, the gold medal Talking Books Garden?
I love the fact that they get to meet us, which means that I have already spoken to lots and lots of people and told them about our service. They weren't aware of it. They now know, oh, I've got a relative that could really use it. I've given them all the information. And I've actually met people who use the service themselves, and they are so happy to meet me. And it's wonderful. It makes me want to cry because I just to see their reaction. It makes all the hard work so, so worthwhile.
And books can give a real pleasure to people who are blind or partially sighted as well.
Absolutely. I mean, they are a friend in the house for people who are oftentimes alone. So it is a wonderful service, and I am so grateful to be part of it.
Well, Lynn, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.